Mahi-mahi might be a lot smarter than you think they are. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Longtime friend Terry Beadle called me out of nowhere to tell me about an adventure that he'd had in Hawaii not long ago. We got together and he opened up with a picture of him standing in front of a mess of mahi-mahi.
I saw a picture of you standing in front of six, was it mahi-mahi or whatever it was?
It was 21.
In Hawaii?
Yes.
Tell me about your day on the water.
It was wonderful. We went out about 30 miles next to the buoys they have out there that they hang some ropes off of that grow algae and that attracts the fish. It's interesting how they catch them. They will put palu or they chomp. It's kind of like just cut up fish and they throw it out, and sometimes they put some little bit of tuna blood out, and it attracts the mahi-mahi, and then they come in and they cast out a smaller reel, not your marlin type, but more like a salmon rod and reel. They hook up and you sit in a chair and you reel in your mahi-mahi, and they can range from anywhere from 15 to 55, 60 pounds. And most of ours were in the 20 to 40-pound range.
What's the fight like, Terry?
Most of the time, it's pretty good. Sometimes they'll have you bring the fish in halfway and leave it out there because they come in school. So if they see that one fish is gone from the school, they're pretty smart now, so they take off. So what they do is have you hold the fish out, especially if it's a bully or a male fish, and have them hold it out there so the other ones will come around and they can catch those too. So you can have two or three on it at a time.
Good eating. Great story. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.